So I wanted to start interview with you with the question about a letter. And I know you have written a number of letters and for many years reaching out to the leadership within the inner temple of Adi Dham, formerly called the Samraj and the Ruchira Sannyasin Order.
Yeah.
And for many years, I believe that has been identified primarily with two close personal intimates of yours who you have known for well over your lifetime. And so I wanted to start the conversation because really in the last year, I have a letter that you wrote to the Ruchira Sannyasin Order main person who you were reaching out to asking for a personal connection and a conversation. You wanted to reach out to her, at least your letter indicates that you wanted to have a conversation with her. And I was
Yeah.
wondering because that a year ago really precipitated or started a long conversation, not only with you and a few close associates of the leadership, but also snowballed into the larger community. So I guess my question is, the letter that you wrote last year, and I believe it was in November or December, did you get any response from your letter?
Yes. So the dialogue that you're speaking of actually began to take place after I had handwritten letters back and forth. And I was obviously responded to with love and joy. And happy to hear from me and make that connection. But it was really clear even prior to the letter that I wrote that you're referring to. I think it was in the end of October, the one that you're referring to.
Right.
I had been given, it had been made pretty clear to me that they were very busy, pretty overwhelmed with the responsibilities at hand. And some of the questions that I was asking about, which was particularly around process. I kept saying, whenever I speak to devotees or anyone, or I hear what's coming out from Adi Dham, I don't hear much being spoken about relative to the actual process itself. And the response that I got was that there was no time actually to really do that,
With that particular person, And
And
weren't you then, in a manner, given off to another person of responsibility within the inner temple?
yes. So what occurred is that I began to notice that there was a hierarchical structure that had been established, and I was being slotted into that rather than being related to directly as a devotional process and intimacy of consideration. That wasn't going to happen. That
Right.
became
So
really clear to me right away.
just for our listeners, this is not just a formal request that you're making. You're making a request to a very close, intimate associate, a friend, a fellow devotee that you have had most of your life and most of her life. This is not just a formal request, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
I'm sorry.
You can see in the letters that I was not being casual, though.
Right.
I being casual was not anything that was useful, even in the relationship to him, when
Right.
we lived together. There was
Right.
a recognition of the profundity and the seriousness of what we were involved in, even though we lived and learned and grew to the degree that we did by different things that we mistakes we made or insights we had or even things that the experiences that we had. But there was always it was even and because of that, the nature of the intimacy was more profound than any just normal social relation you could have, or even with my blood family.
Right,
Yeah.
because because you're, if I may interrupt, because you're always in a conversation with the one who you are in relationship to. So you're always in the context of your relationship to Adida.
Yes.
And so you're always seeing it in that sacred conversation. So you honor that. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And because of the depth of what we experience together in him, intimately and as our Siddha Guru, I then also recognize them in him.
Right.
Him as them. You know, it's all integral in that way. So even though and having experienced such fluctuations in time and space in terms of how that would manifest, what arose or what didn't arise in terms of how we interacted with one another became very a peripheral issue for me.
Right.
Because it wasn't about that. The prominence was that was in my face was the process and conscious being itself. And what I wanted to communicate to her that I was so ecstatic about was the noticing that literally time and space made no difference whatsoever in the context of his process continuing to manifest and reveal himself. Where I think I spoke a little bit about this previously, that I kind of characterized it as we being kind of flip sides of the coin. You know, well, here I was in the world and I'm noticing these things and I wanted to hear, is this what's happening and what you're noticing too? You know, and to say this is remarkable because this is a confession of the transcendence of time and space and identity, and
right.
the precise confession of an acknowledgement of his accomplishing power, that this is occurring in spite of everything, and yet it's also within the context of the spiritual, devotional and spiritual intimacy, because this was all of what we are doing, even though we're making mistakes and living our lives and the patterns are patterning, we still haven't utterly transcended them, that, hey, look, this is reality. I mean, not metaphorically, but really, this is reality, and I wanted to connect with her there.